Just 2 years ago, the Kenai Peninsula Tourism and Marketing Council received $300,000 in borough funding. That number was initially zeroed out for the most recent budget. After assembly elections this fall, there were enough votes to approve $150,000 for a grant that's been tentatively awarded to the Tourism Marketing Council. But Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce opposed the funding and vetoed that measure.
But what you're doing here is, and I've stated it in the letter, and I think that I've had some staff that agrees with me, that you're setting a bad precedent here. You're going outside of the normal, customary practices, and you're giving this agency an extra $150,000. You're giving them $50,000 more than you appropriated in 2020, and you have no justification for it.
The justification that has been used is that part of borough code that gives the assembly authority to promote economic development, including tourism. Many assembly members share the view that the Kenai Peninsula is competing with other areas of the state for those tourism dollars, and if local government contributions to that effort are a measuring stick, the peninsula is falling behind. Assemblymember Brett Hibbert sponsored the funding that Pierce vetoed.
All I have to say is that we are competing for tourists from Anchorage, which spends over $7 million a year. Juneau spends over $1 million. Fairbanks, $2.9 million. And the Matsu Borough, at close to $800,000. So that's what we're competing against.
The main argument against funding is that the assembly hasn't been shown a correlation between that investment and its return in the form of local tourist spending. Part of the agreement with the Kenai Peninsula Tourism Marketing Council is that the funding will not actually be released until a plan has been presented that includes those return on investment numbers. But Assemblymember Ken Carpenter thinks another organization, a chamber of commerce, or a private firm would be better suited to the work.
I'm not against KPTMC, and I love tourism. It's what supports Seward quite a lot. But I think we're barking up the wrong tree. We need to find another way. Tourism is important. A lot of people spend a lot of money. We're just throwing it away as far as I can see. They can't tell us how much the 90 ships that came into Seward last year they were involved in. They can't tell us how much of the $7.7 million they were involved in. It's just because their name is tourism.
In the end, the mayor's veto was overridden with Carpenter, Norm Blakely, and Jesse Bjorkman, the no votes. In other borough news, the assembly failed to pass amendments to borough code governing material sites, for example, gravel pits. Later in the meeting, Assemblymember Johnson called for reconsideration of the ordinance, which would change allowable decibel levels and increase buffer zones for material sites. That ordinance will be back on the agenda in the January meeting. And the assembly heard public testimony on an ordinance sponsored by Mayor Pierce to establish permits for gated communities and properties. That ordinance was postponed until February 25th so that community members can read proposed changes to the ordinance. You can find the meeting agenda and documents at kpb.us. Click on Assembly Clerk.